The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Now we're going to talk to Bob in Georgia, who has a gas fireplace question. Bob, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I recently moved into an older home. It has two rather small, what were once coal-burning fireplaces.
Real tiny fireplaces.
So they're not very deep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We had somebody come out and look at them, and they can't fit either the vented or non-vented logs. So I've been doing a little research on it, and I'm just kind of wondering, like, I realize that the vented logs are less efficient, but the non-vented, can you tell me, like, do they put off a tremendous amount of moisture?
They absolutely do, because natural gas is 80% water vapor. And so when you use an unvented fireplace, all of that moisture is being dumped back into the house. You know, the efficiency question is a very slippery slope. Depending on who you're asking, you're going to get an answer that benefits them. If it's the fireplace manufacturers, they're going to tell you that they're more efficient. Personally, I don't like the idea of taking any natural gas combustion any bigger than what my stove puts out and dumping it back into the house. I think it's a really bad idea to do that. So I'm always going to vote for a vented as opposed to a non-vented fireplace. You know, in the years I spent in the home inspection business, Leslie, I used to inspect unvented fireplaces all the time. And I was always impressed by the fact that, you know, typically if you buy a piece of furniture or something, the warning label is a little piece of cloth attached to the cushion.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a fireplace, the warning label
is
was stamped in metal, chained to the fireplace front. You know, here's a hint, folks. And if it's still, I believe this is the case, but the last I checked, non-vented fireplaces were still illegal in Canada. They couldn't sell them up there. And those people are pretty aggressive with energy issues just because of the safety aspects.
Yeah, well, here in Georgia, of course, it's not going to get that cold. The vented would go right up the chimney as right. opposed to, saying, a gas stove that runs a vent up the chimney and sits outside the fireplace itself.
Well, yes. I mean, having a damper so that it's the chimney's not open all the time. But remember, if you put a damper in, you have to remember to open it before you use the thing. Is your chimney lined?
So it's just brick.
Well, you really should have a liner, because the other thing about gas venting is it's acidic. And if you don't have a liner, you can start deteriorating the inside of that. A liner does not have to be expensive, especially with a gas fireplace. There's basically a piece of liner that kind of looks like a dryer exhaust duct, but it's flexible and it's made out of metal. And it kind of unwinds from the bottom all the way to the top, and it becomes a metal stainless flue that goes all the way up on the inside, connects to a vent hood at the top and down to the damper at the bottom. And so you really should have a liner for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks.
You're welcome, Bob. Good luck with that, and hope you enjoy that fireplace this winter.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.